every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings, with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, well, it's Monday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. It is a big week. Holy smokes. We got Raw tonight. We got Homecoming on Tuesday, NXT Homecoming. We have September to Remember on Wednesday, which, by the way, we've got a huge lineup for that show already. 10 segments. 10 segments announced for that show. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Maybe 9. But regardless, I don't think we've had this many segments announced for a Dynamite since like 2020. We got Impact and SmackDown. We got a tailgate brawl, which is taking place before All Out on Saturday, which of course is All Out and WrestlePalooza. Both shows this coming Saturday. So we got a lot to get into there. We got a lot of news to get into here today, including updates on Jerry Lawler and Maria Kanellis, a new performance center coming, potentially the return of a AEW star, and plenty more. And then after that, we got a bunch of shows we got to talk about, the least of which is the Worlds Collide show from Friday, which I sadly did not go to, although I did see Plan 9 from Outer Space in the theater pretty much all by myself on Saturday. We've got SmackDown with Filthy Tom. He's all excited to review that one. And we've got Collision, and we will get into as much of this as we can on the show today. If you want to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com, F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo, at Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in the morning to kick it off, Observer Live.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world. We have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816. Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is joining us here today. Did you have an exciting weekend?
I sure did. Yeah. I had an absolute blast in Dallas, Texas, calling the MLW Fightland show along with the Fury Road taping that took place. Stars from CMLL, New Japan.
Sounds like some of them are downstairs at your house right now.
Yeah, there may be a match going on out there. Who knows? But yeah, fantastic night of wrestling. I got to call it alongside Joe Dombrowski, and I had a spectacular time. You can watch it on BN Sports, YouTube, all the normal channels. But excellent. I'm back here.
Yeah, we're back,
on
brother.
The show.
We got a lot to get into today. And we'll talk. I know you got a SmackDown report you're prepared for.
Yeah, you said I'm really excited.
Collision. Well, you're always excited to talk.
It was at least a good show.
And did you watch Worlds Collide?
I did watch Worlds Collide.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I watched it.
Hey, did you listen to the Brian and Vinny show last night? The beginning?
No, I don't think I've listened to the show.
You're an idiot. Anyway.
42 years.
You're an idiot. Did you really not listen to it?
No.
Nah, you should have.
I very rarely listen to shows from this website.
Yeah, you're a horrible person. But I went on for...
There's people like Jim Cornette
ten straight minutes.
Eric Bischoff.
Ah, I got to mute you, you idiot. Anyway, I went on for a good 10 straight minutes about what happened in the main event. And I don't even know if you noticed, but now you don't even know what I'm talking about because you didn't listen to the show. So, excellent job promoting the site, by the way, you numbskull. Now, anyway, I'm going to keep you muted for a while because I got to talk a little news, and we'll get back to you. Irritated. All right, want to wish the best to Maria Kanellis, who has been diagnosed with type 0 skin cancer. She said, get your moles checked. I had type 0 skin cancer removed today after a previous biopsy came back cancerous. Feeling very blessed they caught it early, definitely exhausted. I'll have a beautiful 3-inch scar on my leg. So she said to make sure that you always get your moles checked out. And then Jerry the King Lawler, we talked about this a couple of days ago, he actually had another stroke. He had a stroke in 2018, 2013, another one on September 5th. And I think the timing here is off because he had another one in 2023. So I think it was 2018 and 2023, but this was a typo here. But anyway, the 2023 stroke was very bad, massive stroke. Affected many areas of his daily life, including his speech. And he said that he told Fox 13 this one was minor. He felt pretty good other than some difficulty with his vision. He said, I remember lying in the bed in the hospital when people that I knew, my family members, came in. I didn't even recognize them. People kept coming out of nowhere to thank me, pray for me. All that means a great, great deal to me. I want to thank them all for that. He did say he wasn't taking his medication in the days before the stroke. He's 75 years old now, and he said he would be more diligent about it in the future. But best of luck to Jerry Lawler as well, and hopefully he continues taking his medicine.
That
are you off suspension now?
Yeah, that actually reminds me I have to take my medicine as well.
Yeah, what's that?
It's right here.
Maybe you should have taken it before the show. What is it?
No, remember what happened last time? I started cursing up a storm.
Yeah, you did. So don't take it. All right. TKO is going to be repurchasing $1 billion worth of its own stock.
Come and get it. Pry it from my dead hands, guys.
Do you realize that technically as a co-host on this program, it's a conflict of interest for you to have TKO stock? Are you aware of that?
If you only knew the full story.
God. What's the full story? Did you not get paid out of that settlement? They just gave you TKO stock?
I wish. Good Lord, I'd be better off.
Well, you know, you can take that money and just buy the TKO stock.
I could, but I'm not. I have other issues. My car just didn't break down, but I had to do a bunch of maintenance, and it needs more maintenance. But it's at the point where it's like, why do I just get a new car? And... you know, I don't even know they made hybrid electric Jeeps.
Yeah, they sure do. You could listen to podcasts in them, you know.
Oh, yeah. Brian and Vinny's show.
Their plan to repurchase $1 billion in shares reflects our conviction in the business and the intrinsic value of our stock, said this old Mark Shapiro fella. So this guy, he's made a lot of fans lately by talking about how they're going to keep raising prices because cash is king. So there you go. All right.
They've got a lot of it.
Yeah. How much do you have in this stock?
Not enough that I should be talking about it on air.
So you got like three shares?
And acting like it makes a difference. No, I actually have 10.
10 shares?
Yeah.
That's $2,000.
Well, it is now. It was less than that when I paid for it a couple months ago. So
God, you've literally made hundreds in the stock market.
I have. Yeah, I have. Wow.
Too many Christmas. You could almost buy like new tires with that. Maybe.
You know what's odd is for years we've heard, can't imagine the stock getting any higher. Seems like it's at the top, and that was at like $60 or $80 a share. Now, I mean, look at it. It doesn't seem like it's slowing down either. I mean, what's going to happen once they have this show on the White House lawn? I mean.
You know, I'm glad actually you didn't listen to the show because now I'm going to listen to your review of SmackDown. I'm going to see if you were paying attention on this show. I don't think you were. So we're going to find out later when we do that one.
I mean, I was drinking while I was watching
yeah.
it.
Raw is tonight. Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch will have a face-to-face with Punk and AJ Lee. This will probably be like a 45-minute segment. If the last couple of shows are any indication.
Is Becky going to have a face-to-face with CM Punk, or is she going to bury her head in his chest and motorboat him like she's been doing?
And we got John Cena's return to Raw. He is now a Raw talent, even though Brock appears to be on SmackDown.
Well, you can't see John Cena on SmackDown any longer.
Lyra versus Roxanne Perez. El Grande Americano versus Dragon Lee. and Kofi Kingston versus Penta. And then tomorrow we got Homecoming, NXT Homecoming, Rhea Ripley, Tiffany, and Stephanie versus JC Fallon and Jasmine. If Stephanie Vaquer is on NXT and not on Raw, something weird's going on. I mean, I can already tell you something weird's going on. But if she's not on the show tonight, I can really tell you something weird's going on. Then we got Ethan Page versus Tyler Breeze for the North American title. Yes, that is an actual match. Charlotte and Alexa versus Izzy and Tatum for the tag team titles. That's a WWE women's tag title match on NXT. Trick and Carmelo versus Gargano and Ciampa. And the Grayson Waller effect with Obafemi and Ricky Saints. And then, astonishingly, Dynamite has like 10 things announced. 9 or 10 things announced. So many things, well, I can't even count them just looking at them.
Is this the week with the big show? I'm so confused.
No, that's not coming up for a while.
That's next week?
It's like weeks from now. It's like October. September to Remember has the Young Bucks versus the Gun Club in
that's
an
not
all-out
a big show?
Qualifier. No, this is a big show, but they're not going head-to-head. They're going head-to-head in October.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We figured that out on the last time we
Well,
did
obviously
show.
It's a big show. They're calling it September to Remember, and they got 9 matches announced, so. But it's not a head-to-head battle show. Young Bucks versus the Gun Club all-out qualifier. Luchasaurus and Kip Sabian, who apparently hate each other and can't get along, against Jet Speed in an all-out qualifier. Top Flight versus Josh Alexander and Hechicero in a qualifier. Tekla versus Queen Aminata, which the last time they wrestled, there was almost a calamity. The Beast, Mortos, and Mascara Dorada in a unified title match qualifier. Bobby Lashley versus Toa Leona. John Moxley versus Roderick Strong. FTR and Copeland and Christian face-to-face and a Tony Storm feature. All of that already announced for Wednesday. That's the most they've announced in 5 years in advance. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I guess we got to start on these shows. There's a lot of them. So we're going to get going on this this AAA show. I liked it. I liked it a lot. I was greatly entertained.
Do you wish you were there?
Well, kind of. I got to go do something fun on Saturday, so there will be other AAA shows. I will.
Cool. It's TMI. Just move on.
You're such an idiot today. What is your deal today? I didn't even give any information. I spent 15 minutes talking about this last night.
This is a
now
wrestling show.
I spend 5 seconds on it, and you're like, too much. I'll tell the whole story now.
No.
Oh, yeah, you're in trouble now.
No, I don't want to
Too bad,
it.
Brother.
Yeah. Mute yourself.
That's not going to happen. I had a great time going to the Flying Saucer Party in Chehalis. Yep.
Oh, my God.
Spent all day there. I was up at 7:15 to drive there. Had a great time. Wouldn't have made it if I would have gone to AAA. But I got to watch a lot of speakers, and I got to see a parade. Awesome parade. A lot of gimmicks. You know, I got to sneeze. And then in the evening, I got to watch Plan 9 from Outer Space on the big screen. A movie better than any match you've ever had. And I was one of only three people in the theater. Three people. I drove down there at 7:15 because I wanted to make sure they didn't sell out. There were three people in the theater for Plan 9 from Outer Space. But, you know, I saw some good wrestlers in that movie, like George the Animal Steel, who played Tor Johnson. I presume as a historian you've heard of Tor Johnson, Swedish Angel? Huh? No? Ridiculous. But anyway, it was a good time. Then I drove all the way home and got home and watched SmackDown, which we'll talk about later. But instead, we've got to talk about this AAA show, which was a fun show, I thought. I did see some people complain it was too much of a WWE show at points. And I will say that, yes, there was a lot of WWE talent on this show. But also, the gimmick was it was Worlds Collide. It was supposed to be a WWE versus AAA show. And as far as the main event, which was a very WWE-style, you know, run-ins, interference, Judgment Day, I mean, that's what AAA used to be, brother. They had a lot of run-ins and a lot of interference in those main events. So, yeah. What'd you think?
I enjoyed it, you know. The show... It is WWE-ified, you know, a lot. But, I mean, at this point, what else do you expect? It is less violent, you know, than the AAA that I think most people have been accustomed to over the last few years. I'm happy that they keep some of the stuff on the AAA shows. Like, I do not need to see this Demon Cito on Raw. Please. Do not let this puppet show up and start becoming.
You might,
a
dude.
Major
they sell
character.
Enough puppets; it's going to be all over the show. Might become the champion.
No. We can't even get Pagano on Raw regularly, but they're going to have this stupid puppet.
Bro, did you watch this show?
Yeah,
you did.
What do you mean? Yeah, what?
You want Pagano on Raw?
I love
Pagano.
Bro.
This guy almost killed himself and his opponents in virtually every single spot he did on this show. Am I wrong?
It's professional wrestling. That's what some of the best wrestlers in the history of the business have done.
My God. And then, well, we'll get into it. We had Laredo Kid, Octagon Jr., La Parca, Masquerita Sagrada versus the LWO, Lince Dorado, Mini Abismo Negro, Lucha Showcase. Awesome. I would say best match on the show as far as like pure action. Just a great match that ended with Masquerita, who apparently didn't know if it was a finish or not, because I think he went to ask everybody what was next. And then he got in the ring and hit a tilt-a-whirl into a cradle on Abismo and pinned him. This had every crazy, wild, high spot, dive. I mean, it was wild. It was
awesome.
A lot
of stuff going on. Great way to start the show. And that Mini Abismo Negro, the true forbidden door, he was on Ring of Honor TV as, what is it, Demas? He defeated Mad Dog Connolly in a hair versus, I guess, hair versus hair match. On Thursday night, and then he appears on AAA when Worlds Collide the next night as Mini Abismo Negro and eats the pin to Masquerita Sagrada. Mini Abismo Negro, by the way, I think he was heavier than half the people in this match.
Oh, for sure. He was one of the biggest guys in the entire match. He's a mini. We had Natty and Fabi Apache, who basically did a blood sport match. Very good. It was only 9 minutes, but like for a 9-minute match, it was quite excellent. And I mean, they didn't even pretend. The announcers, they did a pull apart afterwards. They all made it very clear, we will see this match again.
Fine with me.
Yeah. It was supposed to be the New Day against Pagano and Psycho Clown, but Woods got head surgery, legitimate head surgery. They had to remove a growth. And he couldn't wrestle. And so it ended up being Kofi Kingston and Grayson Waller versus Pagano and Psycho Clown, which was just weird enough to see Pagano and Kofi Kingston in the ring together. This match...
Forget about the fact that Grayson Waller is in the New Day, which is one of the more bizarre things I can think of happening in the past year. But
I had to rate this match based on the recommendation value of a rating, which is what they used to be in the Observer. Like, you give 5 stars if people should watch it. If
you know, then it's a 5-star match.
Star and a half, maybe they shouldn't. I gave it 3.25. Like, technically, as far as, like, what everybody did, I mean, it ain't a 3.25-star match, dude. But as far as, like, do I think that if you have time, you probably should watch this match? Yeah. So, ended up with, it was just like a complete train wreck. Psycho hit a go-to punch on Grayson. La Mahistral for the pin. Place
that was
went
a weirdest
nuts.
Finish.
And then they interview these clowns afterwards, and the lights go out. And who should come out? But like, who is like Jeremy Borash has to be in charge.
Good.
The Wyatts came out.
Good. This is the place for them,
brother. Hold on a second. There was a match on SmackDown after the Wyatts had been out of action for like 8 months. And they finally came back, and they had this match, and it was horrible. And Dexter got so mad that he started screaming F-bombs on national television after yet another spot got screwed up.
It ruled.
And I thought, you're going to put Dexter Lumis in the ring with Pagano?
Like, yeah.
No.
If you were a promoter,
no.
Would you not do that?
Absolutely not.
Dude, I cannot wait. I cannot wait. For the Wyatt Six to have control of both the AAA tag titles with Lumis and Gacy, and then the SmackDown tag titles
no,
with Rowan
absolutely
and
not.
Bo Dallas. Oh, yeah, bro.
What we need, actually, is what they didn't set up, which is the entire Wyatt clan against all of the clowns. Murder
Circus,
Clown.
Monster
Dave the
clown.
Whatever his name is.
Dave, yeah.
I think that's where we
Frank.
Need to not that clown. Finn Balor and Roxanne versus Lola Vice and Mr. Iguana. This was like an NXT Coconut Loop house show match is what this was. But everybody was having the time of their lives. Fans were going nuts.
Not me.
Multiple puppet spots,
ugh.
Including one puppet doing a dive onto another puppet.
How did they pull that off? I was impressed by that.
Hey, these guys got a good arm.
He had to be loaded. He must have loaded the La Yezka.
So Lola finally avoided a something or other, and she hit a back fist on Raquel and pinned her. So they might have actually figured out, hey, maybe we should push her. It's NXT, so I'm skeptical. But it was fun for what it was. I gave it 3 stars. It was a fun time.
Master Lola with the spinning back fist.
We had Ehud A. Dr. Wagner Jr., Ethan Page, Dragon Lee, and JD for the Latin American title. I gave it 3 3/4. It probably would have been a lot higher, but it only went 9 minutes. But, like, these four guys were awesome. And they had a 9-minute wild sprint. And it was freaking great. And Wagner hit JD with the Michinoku driver, got the pin. I do think that you should watch this match. It was very good. And then Vikingo and Dirty Dom for the main event. It's the mega title match. And this was your Raw match. You know, they worked kind of a Raw style. And then the Judgment Day got involved, and El Grande got involved, and they did the near falls and the kickouts and all of the Raw stuff that you always see. And finally, Vikingo hits a reverse Rana, goes after El Grande's mask. Grande slides the gimmick to Dom. Dom loads the mask. Mil Máscara's headbutt, big frog splash, gets the pin in the title. These fans were 100% behind Dom. They hated Vikingo. They were so happy when Dom won.
They were booing Vikingo vehemently as he went after the mask of El Grande on the floor.
They were booing, like, when he went up for the 6:30, like, they were booing the guy because they thought it was possible it was over. And then afterwards, as promised, Ray got in the ring and he handed the belt to Dom. Dom demanded he wrap it around his waist, but then Dom dismissed it and celebrated with his new belt. And this was a very, very fun show. Yeah, I give it a high recommendation. If you got 2.5 hours, actually probably about 2 hours if you skip all the entrances and videos. Very fun show, so check it out. And Tom's going to do SmackDown after the break on Observer Live.
John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey, vacation lovers! It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from The Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time. The next time you're out to dinner with friends, you can order the shrimp cocktail for the table. And maybe you'll realize it only comes with four shrimp after you've already given away three, but that one shrimp will be so good. And if you switch and save hundreds, you could get shrimp all the time. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shrimp. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom is here with our SmackDown report. A very newsworthy show.
Yes, coming to all of us from the Norfolk Scope Arena in Norfolk, Virginia. There is an NXT invasion on the announce desk as Vic Joseph, Booker T opened the show, directing us to a video package about last week's U.S. title open challenge, where Sami Zayn defended the title against John Cena, only to be interrupted by Brock Lesnar, who also then came out live in front of the crowd here in Virginia. The crowd chanting, "You suck," at the Beast. And then R-Truth comes out. He wraps his way down to the ring. He asks, "What's up?" And Brock tells him to shut up. Truth talks. Brock says he doesn't even know who Truth is, so he better have a good reason to be out there. Brock asks who he is. He says he's R-Truth, which I thought was interesting because he used to be Ron Killings for a few weeks, but now apparently he's back. He's just R-Truth now. Brock wants to know where Cena is. Truth doesn't know. Truth says Cena's his older brother, his childhood hero. Calls himself Ron Cena. Some dude yells, "Give him an F5! And I'm like, please, please just do it now. But instead, they banter back and forth a little bit more.
This thing went on forever.
Way too long. Just like this recap. Brock gives him an F5, splits his own pants, does a jig on the way out. Very pleased with himself.
This Brock Lesnar, he comes out, he gets a massive ovation. And then once he starts talking, they boom like crazy. They start cheering for like, whatever his name in this week, Ron Cena. But people do want to see him killed because it's going too long. And man, when this guy did the F5 and he split his jeans, and he noticed immediately because there was an intense breeze, I'm sure, on his buttocks. But then he looked at it, and then he started playing up his torn pants, and he's laughing, and the crowd's laughing. And so he starts pointing, and he starts twerking, and then he starts dancing. And like by the time this guy left, he was a massive baby face. He totally turned himself face by splitting his pants open and then playing it up. And then as he leaves up the ramp, he just looks in the camera and he goes, "Blue underwear!" And he left. So there you go.
Sami Zayn is backstage talking to an unknown figure saying that he and they are very alike. And tonight they'll go one-on-one in the U.S. Open Challenge. He extends his hand. And we see that the challenger is a man who's newly on the market. That is Rey Fénix. We had a Solo Sikoa video package where he said he's going to lead his family tree, the MFTs, again. We had Fénix taking on Sami Zayn in this U.S. title open challenge. These guys, this was a great match. Both these guys were fantastic.
This match was awesome.
There were beyond justified, this is awesome chance. Fénix hit the rope run, penalty kick, missed a spinning kick in the corner. Sammy gave him the corner exploder, a haluva kick, got the win. Back-to-back weeks, 2-for-2. He's batting 1,000%. Sami Zayn having a great U.S. title open challenge once again. I doubt that'll stop as long as he has the title. I mean, when was the last time Sami Zayn just had a match that was okay?
I don't think he's ever had a match that was just okay. This was an incredible match. I thought it was the best SmackDown match in months, probably. And then some guy on Twitter's like, "Just an average Dynamite match." I was like, get a life, brother. This was awesome. Enjoy your wrestling. This was great.
B-Fab wanted a match with Julia. Kiana James ignored her, but Julia gave her a chance for a match. The Wyatt Six, they're not happy. Specifically, Bo Dallas.
Actually, this guy said he had several average matches against Karrion Kross. Actually, like five people in a row just threw that name up there. Wow.
So B-Fab and Kiana got into it before the match even began. Julia boots B-Fab to the floor, beat the crap out of her, as Booker T called this the reckoning. This is the reckoning. Kiana James joined in on the beating. Julia hit the Arrivederci knee strike before the perennial U.S. title challenger Mishin ran down with a kendo stick, nailed Kiana. Julia then fled. How long before Mishin challenges Sami Zayn for the
U.S.
title?
It's not going to happen, but I'd be fine with it. They'd probably have a really good match.
But she can only wrestle for that U.S. title. So Drew McIntyre is warming up for his match with Randy Orton later on tonight. Doing lateral raises with 40-pound dumbbells. That's an interesting warm-up right before you're going to wrestle. You know, weightlifting session in. Oh, well. Aleister Black talked ominously about Damian Priest. Tiffany Stratton defended the title against Jade Cargill in a SummerSlam rematch. I thought Stratton looked better here than she has in a while, in a few months. She had a ton of offense.
Did you watch this match?
I said Tiffany Stratton looked
good. Dude, better. They both had a bad match.
I thought Tiffany looked good.
Well, the first minute was good until they tried that suplex where Tiffany was supposed to knee her in the head. But for reasons unknown, she just waited and waited and waited and waited. And finally, Jade lost her because it took so long. And once they both fell down, it was like, I think they just decided, like, we got to go faster or something. It's like that thing where you screw up and then, like, everything, you got to... They were so self-conscious after that, and then it was like they messed up this, they messed up that. Tiffany almost killed herself on her moonsault to the outside.
Oh, my God. That was brutal. Like, I don't know if what was she was supposed to do. Like, was she supposed to land on her feet and roll? Because she just splatted the back of her head.
I don't know.
On the mat. Jade double-legged her through the barricade, and then the ref counted them out. I mean,
hideous should finish. Have.
Oh,
hideous.
In the annals of SmackDown history, this is pretty low on the poll for hideous finishes. Come on. Well, ref counted them out.
Bro, it's hideous because they like got outside. It was one of those deals where, I mean, even in the main event, Randy and Drew are outside for like 45 minutes, and it means nothing. These guys, they did the spot where they both rolled outside, and before they're even on the ground, the refs are going, 1, 2, 3. And so, like, they roll outside, there's a spear through the barricade, and then the bell rings. It's like, for the one time in history, you really counted a legitimate 10 seconds when they were outside. Every other freaking match on this show, people brawl outside for like 3 hours, never get counted out. That's why it sucked.
It's not 10 seconds. This is like boxing. It's not 10 seconds. It's a count.
Whatever. The point is...
It's up to the ref what the cadence of their count is.
This ref in a championship match counted him out?
You were saying it wasn't very good, so maybe the ref thought the same thing. Nia Jax showed up, destroyed both of them, gave Tiffany one of the nicer annihilators I've seen.
Yeah, because she thought she was dead after she hit her head on the ground. I was told, by the way, that Tiffany appears to be okay. But I know the day of the show, they thought it might be concussion protocol.
Chelsea Green was backstage, badgered Nick Aldis into giving her and Alba a tag title shot at the winners of tomorrow's defense. Miz came in, talked to Aldis about getting a tag title shot. Aldis said Carmelo already talked to him about a title shot, never said which title. There was a John Cena Brock Lesnar video package. Great stuff narrated by Joe Tessitore. I know he's gone, but... We got no explanation as to why we had a commentary change this week here on SmackDown. But Ray hyped up when Worlds Collide. Dom came in, told him to put the belt on him when he wins. Finn Balor showed up, told Dom to win the title by himself, which he didn't. Carmelo Hayes is going to be the next challenger for Sami Zayn. Miz was upset with this. Melo said, look, I'm going to win both titles. The U.S. title and the tag belts. Miz said, you know how hard that is to do? And he said, you know who did that? You did it, Miz. And then we had the main event. Randy Orton taking on Drew McIntyre in one of the biggest matches SmackDown could put on. Orton, tweaked his knee early on in the match, part of the match, I would imagine, while he was on offense. Drew targeted the knee repeatedly. They did a long figure four spot, which is one of my favorite things to see. Brian over there covering his mouth. Drew then picks him up and body slams him leg first onto the ropes. Randy Orton does not seem pleased. Retreats to the floor. He's kind of selling. Drew comes to get him.
He wasn't selling at all.
What, I said kind of selling. He walks over to, and looks at some kid and just does like shrugs at him while he's supposed to be selling. Goes back in the ring, thumbs Drew in the eye, makes his comeback, threw Drew back first on the announce desk two times, threw him in the ring. Drew met him with a Claymore kick. Orton went to the floor. Drew got him, threw him back in. Randy countered him with an RKO, but Drew rolled to the floor on his own then. Randy pulled him in, hit the draping DDT, went off about being in the business for 25 years. No one has ever slammed his leg on the ropes like that.
You were paying attention.
Yeah, I was paying attention.
I was surprised.
You know what's interesting is the only other person I've seen do this move, because I've had it done to me, is another guy named Drew. Drew Gulak would do this move as well. But this move sucks to take. And I guess it was the first time that Randy Orton encountered this one.
I watched this match and I was like,
pissed.
This guy is either really, really angry or they're trying to work like me and Tom and seven other guys. I think he just did not like having his legs slammed on that rope.
I would venture to say that's the case. Orton sets up for the punt, and for some reason, the ref gets in the way.
Oh.
This is a perfectly legal move. We saw these guys run across the ropes, kick each other in the head all throughout this show. In this match, Drew just hit a running kick to Orton's head. But this is where the ref draws the line. No.
Tom, it's referee discretion. Can't do it. You just told me this was cool.
Randy pushes the ref, misses the kick. The
ref knew how mad the guy was.
Drew shoves him at the ref, gives Randy the Claymore, gets the win.
I thought it was a really good match.
I mean, yeah, the match was good. I love the fact that it seems like one of them was pissed. Makes it better for me, the viewer.
Hey, he got himself back into the game again, so good for him. He didn't let his temper get the worst of him.
Drew went to kill Randy Orton on the floor, gonna put his head through the announce desk with a kick like he did to Cody. But who came out to make the save but the American Nightmare himself? Hit some punches, dropped Drew with a Cody cutter, told him the champ is back, and he will see him where, Brian? At Wrestlepalooza.
Yeah, it was a pretty good show, I gotta say. Great main event, great Sammy match. I'd say it was a great show overall. So that's one to go watch. And we probably don't have time for the full Collision report, but I want to say that I thought Collision was also a very good show, with the exception of anything that had anything to do with the Acclaimed. Every single thing that they did on this show, I absolutely hated. I liked everything else. There was a lot of really good wrestling. But I just wish I had an hour to go over all of this. Long story short, Jerry Lynn is trying to reunite the Acclaimed. Because the fact of the matter is, and this is the storyline, you both suck as singles wrestlers. You're better off together. You should reunite. There's a way to do this. Everything they did about this was wrong. But that's another story for another day. Other than that, a lot of very good wrestling. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
How much can I get into 60 seconds? So the story is that they both suck as singles wrestlers and they need to be together. Like Jerry Lynn's going to come out and tell them both that. You both suck as singles wrestlers, so you need to be together. Well, on the show that they're going to shoot that angle, I swear to God, they did a Bowens-Takeshita match where they had Bowens take 95% of the match against the guy that won the G1. He just beats him and beats him and beats him and beats him and beats him. They go to commercial, they come back, he's beating him, he's beating him, he's beating him, he's beating him. And Takeshita got like four moves in the entire match before he won. I was like, if you're trying to tell the story that the guy sucks, why did he take 95% of a match against Takeshita? Like, first off, what are we even doing here? Then, I mean, you have the guy come out and just say, you both suck. You're better off as a group together. And then, you know, this big brawl breaks out. Like, actually, the team that they're going to apparently be going up against, of all people, is Blake Christian and Lee Johnson. It's like, that's the team you're going to reunite the Acclaimed against? And, like, they hit the ring, and they're beating down Max. And who makes a save? Jerry Lynn! Jerry Lynn's beating on these dudes. And they finally beat down Jerry Lynn, and Bowens isn't sure if he should go back and make the save. But finally, it's like, ah! And he races into the ring, and the place starts going crazy. I swear to God, he hits the ring, and Blake Christian beats him down. And he just starts stomping on him in the corner. I'm like, oh my God. And then Jerry Lynn makes a save again. And then Jerry raises both their hands and they just take their hands down and they walk out. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God.
That's what I'm about to do. throw my hands up in victory that we made it through another hour and then walk out of here.
Golly! I'll talk to you next time, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.